Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Maggie and Perloff. Jimmy Traina from Sports Illustrated filling in for Maggie today. Maggie should be back tomorrow. So you're the media reporter for Sports Illustrated. You have an unbelievable podcast where you talk to the biggest names in sports media. You must hear a lot about Winning Time on HBO, the story of the 79-80 Lakers. It was based on a book written by former Sports Illustrated writer Jeff Perlman. It's unbelievable. I don't think it's just a reaction to the show and the quality of the show. To me, the most interesting aspect is how many people are upset about taking a real team and at least partially fictionalizing it. I know so many like old-time NBA writers who are like, this is not what happened. Mark Stein, formerly of New York Times, said it's only 20% true. People are upset about Jerry West. He's suing HBO, said I'm going to take it to the Supreme Court. Now, I kind of understand that because it's clear. I know it's a fictional show, but it's clearly representing itself as true. And Jeff Perlman has gone on Twitter and said, oh, my God, there's so much accuracy. Like, even the bench players are accurate. So I feel like they're trying to convince people this is what happened. Do they have the right to take artistic license and make up plot points?
I think they need to be clear that it's based on events, but not everything is factual. Listen, this gets into a bigger point about where we are right now as a country, but people are stupid. And they have to understand this is a TV show. Like every TV show, even if they tell you like this is literal, like there's poetic license. Not poetic license.
Yeah, poetic license, but documentary.
Creative license. But this isn't a documentary.
Okay.
You have John C. Reilly playing Jerry Bust.
He's doing great. He looks exactly like
that
him.
That means it's not a documentary. This is not. Even the Jordan, what was it called?
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance. Now, you could label that as a documentary.
Yeah.
Not everything in there was true. You're getting his point of view. So.
Well, that's problematic.
You know, when I hear documentary, I think of, documentaries sometimes put
in. Yeah,
like
I understand. Documentaries like kind of mix up the right facts. There's
so,
no doubt about that.
I think
that
people need to understand when they go. It's a show on HBO.
I agree with you. But if you're a watcher, you do not know what's real and what's not real. So you're left to try and figure it out on your own.
Listen, after every episode, I was on Google
trying
to see what was real and what was not real.
What are some of the big things that were not real? I know the timeline on Jeannie Buss was a lot different. Like this year she was getting involved in the team. I think that came a little later.
Yeah, I'm not really worked up about specifics that were real or not real. Obviously, the biggest, by far and away, controversy is the depiction of Jerry West. They make him out to be a lunatic, and he's come out and I think helped the show by coming out.
100%.
I saw this a few days ago. Let's say Thursday. This must have came out Monday or Tuesday because the season finale aired Sunday night. I had this in my column. Winning Time, the finale on Sunday, ratings up 73% from the first episode. And then the season, the finale was up 31% from the season average.
Wow.
1.6 million people watched the finale. Jerry West helped Winning Time.
He absolutely did.
He 100% helped Winning Time. So many people tuned in to see just exactly what was going on. Listen, if you're Jerry West, you have every right to be angry. And I just think, I would have to go back and watch to see how clearly, maybe in the beginning or the end, HBO, I'm sure they have chyrons and graphics all over saying, this is exaggerated, or this is, it's based on
right. real events. Yeah, absolutely. Did you buy Adrian Brody as Pat Riley? That one was tough for some people.
I really did not at first.
Me too. And then I got into it.
And then I got into it.
Yeah.
And I'm really, from my age group, and I back in college and high school, I was a diehard Knicks fan. So I'm actually looking forward. The show got renewed for a second season. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to season two, because that's going to be all about Riley, because that's the next progression in the storyline.
Well, it's funny because, I'm a Sixers fan and the Sixers lose. This is not a spoiler. It happened 42 years ago in real life. The Sixers lose the Lakers next year. I read up the Rockets knocked the Lakers out of the Western Conference playoffs. Right. So Magic and Bird don't meet in the finals till 84. Right. So they got to get to that, right? Wouldn't that be season two?
Yes. And there's a guy, Jerry West is angry. I mean, Larry Bird comes off as not exactly wonderful in this either. I haven't heard him complain about it, though.
No.
And the other guy who I thought came off horribly, who unfortunately is not alive to defend himself, is Chick Hearn.
Yeah.
How about Chick? When I put up my hand, you stop talking. Can you imagine doing that with Maggie? Like, I put up my hand, you stop. Like,
yeah.
That's rough. That was rough.
Chick Hearn, the announcer, was sort of like help running the team in that. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
That's something I'd like fact checked. They have the play-by-play guy, Chick Hearn, in all of the team meetings and making personnel decisions. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, there is definitely. I actually really like the show. I think the guys who played Magic and Kareem are unbelievable. Kareem,
yes,
I'm seeing Kareem. I don't make any distinction between the actor and the person Kareem. Spencer Haywood character was really interesting. All right, Jimmy, so what team would you like to see fictionalized or portrayed by actors? Because I think this is going to become a trend.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I could start. I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff Perlman book. The 1990s Cowboys. I don't know if you could actually run that on HBO. Right. Because it's so
obscene. HBO, you can.
That's the one where Michael Irvin was trying to kill someone off for a haircut. I think that would be very entertaining. And they did win 3 Super Bowls, so it would be compelling as well.
I think that would be my answer, too. I'd have to, to give you something else. The Cowboys, for sure. If you watched The Last Dance...
Mm.
Those Bulls teams, they did it a little bit with Jordan going off to Vegas. Rodman was a wild card.
There's a lot more there.
I think those Bulls teams would make for a really good Winning Time-esque show.
Hey, you're a Yankees fan. And then how about the 96 to 2000 Yankees? Would that be an incredibly boring movie?
No, because you'd have George involved. Steinbrenner.
Yeah. They already did. They did a 70.
You have Larry David play George.
Oh, yeah. We've already seen that.
I feel like the more interesting George Yankees would be the Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson, like late 70s, early 80s.
They did that.
Yankees.
They already did a movie on, I think it was ESPN Films, did a fictional movie about the 76 Yankees. It was not that great.
The 96 Yankees have a good story there because it was Torrey's first year after they fired Buck Showalter. People didn't want him as the manager, and George was...
Yeah, but is that you need wild drama?
There
you
wasn't
need
a lot of drama with those teams.
At one point, Torrey, are you guys Yankee fans?
Big time, yeah.
Torrey, was it his brother in the hospital, and that was a whole thing too.
I guess there could be some
like
drama, but there wasn't a lot of like off field. Like Bernie Williams was like a class act, and Paul O'Neill was just Paul O'Neill. Like it wasn't like a lot of off field drama.
So they brought in like Strawberry, and they brought in like Cecil
man,
Fielder.
Yeah.
Strawberry wasn't a big part. I mean, who's going to play Scott Brosius? What are you going
to
do with him?
No, but you think about it in the Winning Time vein. Like, you have a Daryl Strawberry character. Like, imagine the 96 locker room, and then Daryl Strawberry comes walking in.
It's kind of like they made Moneyball into a movie, and David Justice was a character. And it didn't really, it was pretty good. Mm. Okay, what if you're going to do a Patriots movie? I think it'd be great, but which era would you pick? Would you pick when they first won the Super Bowl and the Tuck Rule? Would you do Spygate? I think you have to do Deflategate. And you get Ryan Gosling or some big time actor to play Tom.
I got to be honest, I wouldn't want to watch something about Spygate. Deflategate.
I loved Deflategate.
I mean, maybe if you have some actor playing Tom Brady destroying his phone.
Yeah, and somebody gets to play the deflator. Remember the guy it came out his nickname was the deflator? I am team. They definitely were deflating footballs. by the way.
And then you have Aaron Hernandez in the middle of that.
You have Aaron Hernandez. You got Bill Belichick. I mean,
Who would play Bill Belichick?
I think it would be a big actor.
Like Dustin Hoffman?
Nah, maybe a little old. Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been great. He played, of course, he played Art Howe in Moneyball. I think he would have been really good. You need like,
Pacino? Pacino pull it off, or is he just too good looking?
Pacino already did Any Given Sunday, and he was not good.
Well, we know he's played Sean Payton already. Kevin James, I don't think he's going to pull off Bill Belichick
now,
too.
We want this to be watchable.
Have you guys seen the new Batman movie?
I have.
You know, Colin Farrell played the Penguin. I watched the movie. I had no idea. He put on prosthetics. Colin Farrell is Bill Belichick. Or get like a really like high-end younger actor who's just going to make himself look older. No, that's not selling for you.
Matt Damon
as Bill Belichick. First of all,
that's the one.
This is actually going to happen. Like, if Matt's listening, so who does Affleck play? He's going to want to be Brady.
With prosthetics, he could be Kraft. Be perfect.
Oh, my God. That Dustin Hoffman
Mark
could be
Kraft.
Mark
Wahlberg can play Brady if it's not Ryan Gosling.
He's done his football movie.
Ryan Gosling as Brady is good. That's good.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do a football movie. And by the way.
Who would be Gronk?
That would be a fun role. Except, like, you wouldn't have to get a great actor for that. How many moves does Gronk have?
I got you wanted for Gronk.
Let's hear it.
He'd have to bulk up. Stifler from American Pie.
Oh, Sean William Scott.
That's Gronk.
Yeah, I don't know if he's big enough. You need a bigger version of that.
He's got to get on the juice or something.
Listen, if they can make Tom Cruise the same height as Nicole Kidman, they can make Stifler into Gronk.
Give us a call with what team you want to see fictionalized on HBO. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
I got a couple.
Yeah, what else you got, Mike?
So I wrote a couple down. I would love to see the Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Pete Carroll, Snoop Dogg on the sideline, USC team. Like that, because there was so much like flavor around that team, so much like pizzazz in LA. It was just so much fun.
Yeah, I think the Vince Young game would be really fun. But let me ask you this though. Is college like enough drama there? Like, are those guys old enough to like create like a Magic Johnson, Kareem kind of thing? I don't know.
If anything, I think there's more drama because they're college kids doing crazy college stuff and taking illegal money and winning championships and girls in the dorm room and all these different things. Like, different things happening. And like, back to the college thing, maybe the Fab Five or the UNLV teams with Larry Johnson.
That's good. Fab Five might be fun.
And you think about all the controversy, almost like a blue chips, but like yellow chips almost. The maize and yellow chips, maize and gold.
Yeah, that's terrible. But
all right.
I'm trying to think of a college, you know, what would get me excited.
What about the Packers, Favre to Rodgers? The whole drama surrounding Favre, or the Lakers, Kobe and Shaq, that whole drama?
There you go. That's a good one. But they already have the Lakers. It could be tough to do.
Doesn't matter. The Lakers are so interesting. You have a Phil, Shaq, Kobe triangle there. That's fascinating.
Now, how about individual sports? They've done Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe. I just saw this the other day on Hulu. Shia LaBeouf plays John McEnroe. I've never watched that movie. Have you ever done it?
I have not.
How about a Earnhardt movie? The 2000 Daytona 500, or whichever year Earnhardt died. No, doesn't sell it for you? In fact, I think they might have done this one. Any individual sports, like, I don't know, the 2000. How about a Tiger movie? That might be fun. Tiger, yeah?
I don't know. The Tiger, HBO did a Tiger thing off the Armin Katayan book. That was really good.
The documentary was great.
You know what was done as a show? And the Tanya Nancy Kerrigan.
That was good. So individual sports Olympics.
But there's got to be a crazy, crazy incident to sell the show.
Did you see the one where Pacino played Joe Paterno, by the way? That one.
I didn't see it.
But it was tough.
But you're right.
You're right. It has to be drama.
Based off of something really
crazy. But no, Winning Time showed you don't need one single scandal, like a building a team one, can be interesting. Right, we got a good casting idea from Eric in North Carolina. Eric, what do you got?
Hey, what's his name? The guy from Magic Mike, Channing Chait or
Channing Tatum? Oh,
yeah, for who?
For Brady?
No, for Gronk.
For Gronk, that's it. You know what? That's a great call. That's a really good job there.
Oh my gosh! Wait, we already cast Matt Damon as Belichick.
Yeah, Channing Tatum is Gronk.
Brad Pitt is Brady? Is he too old?
No, Brady.
Ryan Gosling.
No, Ryan Gosling, I think, was what Mike's... I thought that was a good one for Brady.
He might be too old by the time this comes out. This is happening.
Oh, God, there's makeup. It's Hollywood.
Okay, fine.
Give me a break.
Fine. You know, they have. There's so many. Now that I think about it, they just made Kurt Warner into a movie.
Who would be Bob Kraft?
Now that, I think, would be a great Dustin Hoffman. Who would be Roger Goodell? Roger Goodell, that one, that sort of be the villain of your story, at least for Boston fans.
Well, that goes back to Affleck. Affleck could be Roger Goodell.
I don't know. He's a Boston guy. I'm not sure he would be comfortable playing that.
Who's that actor? Oh, God, he's so good in everything. Wait, I'm going to get you his name because I know a movie. Hang on. I'll give you Goodell. You talk about another. Who's Julian Edelman?
Okay, right. We got Nick in Oregon calling in. Nick, what do you got while Jimmy looks up the perfect guy to play Roger Goodell?
I know who
it
is.
What's up, guys? I was going to say either do a show on the 80s Niners or just Joe Montana through Notre Dame and to his rise, all the things he had to go, all the criticism he got before the first Super Bowl, and then maybe work it all the way up to when they drafted Steve Young, and then they show how Bill really felt about, Joe, how he really felt about Steve Young and whether he really thought he was better than Joe, and maybe go into that.
Yeah, I don't know, Nick, if Joe Montana really captivates people. I think Joe is so laid back that I'm not sure would sell.
Yeah, not a ton there.
He did a really funny, I saw a clip recently. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he was good, yeah.
He was really good on that, I don't know if that would sell. The Steve Young drama would be interesting. Jimmy, did you find your actor for Roger Goodell?
Montana had the one line on Saturday Night Live, but I don't think we can say it on
No,
the air.
We cannot. But
it's weird, though, they said it on Saturday Night Live. That Roger Goodell should be Ed Harris.
Harris is Roger Goodell. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. I think, Roger Goodell's got to be a bad guy, kind of like an evil genius in this one. Although that I have trouble buying. Speaking of the NFL, schedule release night. I think we need to get back to that, Jimmy. I'm wearing my NFL Rob Lowe hat. The NFL we need to cover this because the NFL does not have enough eyeballs.
Rob Lowe could be a good Belichick.
Ooh, Rob Lowe. He is neutral. He loves all of the NFL.
Or he could be a Goodell. He could be a Goodell.
Yeah, Rob Lowe would definitely like to do an NFL movie. But next, we're going to discuss when the schedules come out, which team is poised to take a big leap forward. That's coming up right here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Maggie and Perloff, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!